Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you know what? I'm bugging. I got you on mute. My bad. Go ahead.
Yo, yo, what's happening? It's your boy K.O. Bracey coming live up in the building. Mr. All Purple Everything himself. Make sure y'all cop that mixtape. 150,000 downloads and counting. Brand new record on 102, Sex Game Crazy. Ladies, if you got you a nigga, Sex Game is crazy. I applaud you. If you don't, holler at me. You know what I'm talking about? I'll let you book. Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah.
You ain't going to ask me no questions?
Yeah, I know I'm coming. I'm
going to get on this. Oh, yeah. So, just signed a new independent record deal, Dynamite Records. You know, shout out to Mark Goldstein. International digital distribution deal popping off. Just got back in town from D.C. last night, man. Performed at a big event up there. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube page. /DKO Bracy. Add you on Facebook, man. I'm not Hollywood. I talk back. I promise I do. Love all of my fans. Fan base growing every day. Shout out to the team, KO Cody.
Are you done?
You still want me to talk with
her? No, I
want to
know. Is your Sex Game Crazy? Like,
of
you know, where did that song come from?
I wouldn't even make a record called Sex Game Crazy. My Sex Game wasn't crazy. Basically, that record came, that's the idea came from when I was in college, man. I was messing with a little chick up in the dorm room, and we was dumb, and she kind of just rolled over. She's like, yo, that shit was crazy. Like, Sex Game Crazy.
So what did you do to make it so crazy? Like, did you eat her ass? I mean,
nah,
like, what
I don't,
did you do?
Now, look here. Now, I'm nasty. I'm very nasty. But the truth of the matter is, man, once you label the ass eater, man, that's what you're known for. Now, I tear the juice box up, I beat it down right, but I just can't see me putting my tongue or something. The shit come up out of her, you know what I mean?
She's so young. Get a tongue.
I know, but it's nothing a woman can do to convince me that her ass is clean enough for me to put my tongue in her ass. I'm
well,
just keeping it funky.
You can, like,
nah, no. No, no doodle mints. No doodle mints. I'm sorry. If your man needs your ass, more power to him.
So he eats ass and he's supposed to use
the tennis. Yeah, hey, man, I wonder, like, if a nigga eats your ass, right, would you let him kiss you? A nigga can eat your ass and then kiss you. Your ass is that clean. Hell no. Hell no. If a nigga eats your ass, how many other asses has he ate? What you think?
I can't really confirm with that. I'm talking about getting mine.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. Let's say you go to the club. You in the club, right? And you meet a man, right? You know, y'all hit it off. Y'all go back to the spot, you know what I mean? And he eats your ass on the first date. Is he just a freak or is the motherfucking nasty? Which one is it?
Well, can you talk
to
mommy?
You're
like, they have hair every day.
Talk to mommy, getting that ass, babe. Oh, shit. Fellas, stop, mommy says you ain't no ass. Can't get it. But damn it, I can't get another chop, mommy.
But, I mean, I guess you should eat his own. Sometimes you can be feeling the moment. You might have a little special shorty or whatever, and you might be trying to impress him, or he might be trying to impress you, and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean?
True. But that's an ass, though, man. That's
a when you think about it, everything goes in and out of something.
Yo. All right, well, the day that shit starts coming out of a pussy, and I'm going to stop eating that shit, too, man. I'm saying I'm nasty, but an ass, I don't fuck with it.
I mean, it's no different than a dude that might decide to go down and go on her period.
That's fucking Public service announcement. You do it to a girl in a period, man. That's nah. Man,
no,
what
right.
You doing? Nah, hell no.
You ain't got what about no lubricant? That shit so good.
No. Man, that's fucking disgusting.
I'm freaking out there. Like, I'm just teaching because, you know, I have a bunch of things from all.
Shock mom.
Is that asking?
What is the fine line between freaky shit and just fucking nasty. What's the fine line? What is that fine line in the bedroom between when you cross over from freaky to nasty?
Having nasty or having a nigga sit on me?
So can a nigga pee on you though? Can a nigga kill you?
game crazy. I'm going to say sex game nasty. I guess because KO is telling me some nasty shit. Females, if y'all want a freaky motherfucker, this is your dude. I mean, he's open to some things because he still got some age on him, you know what I'm saying? He's saying no right now, but I'm telling you, give him about 3-4 years. He's going to eat your ass. He's going to piss out
your ass. If you want me to. We ain't even got to have sex. I just piss on your ass. Welcome to the urine. Okay? Oh, man.
Yeah, you stupid. Stupid as hell. So, Nate.
I don't go to the asshole, I know that.
You do everything else.
What's everything else? That's an open ended question right there. You gotta specify.
I didn't
Yeah, you gotta specify that a little bit, open ended. You know, lips can be used for a lot of stuff.
Yes, it can.
But the ass ain't one of them for me. Persuaded.
Yeah, you know, you can be persuaded to eat some ass.
What
the hell is that? None of them ain't.
What
the hell is that?
It's in your eyes.
It's in your eyes.
It's in your eyes.
It's in
your eyes.
But that they ain't really moving too much. They're like, you in there.
That's a word.
I got 15 clips. I do.
And they look like
want me to do with these damn lips? I'm fucking with you, Salman. I'm fucking with you. You know, I got a little man mysterious. I don't want to turn you out, all right? Now I put this. Oh, talking shit up, baby. Yo, who the fuck I'm talking to? My man Big Nate will be handling all demonstration. My man Big Nate will be handling.
Wow, you talking big shit. We're going to play cards. And the moon is coming out of clothes.
Mommy, I ain't fucking with you.
Welcome to my world.
Stand me while you fight. decided I would take her back. I hit it one time and left that girl handicapped. I own every beat, please pardon me. Finally, I'm getting on what you ought to be. Tell your father that his arteries are not a part of me. So pardon me if I just honestly do not just give a damn. I'm the same man, it's time for bad boy. And she can't get none of this without some class.
There I go. All right. Now, that was Club Rocker. Then we done heard Sex Game Crazy. Now, I have KO on mute, so this motherfucker can't say shit. Now, while I'm over here talking, he gonna come over here, put his shit in my face. No, he didn't take his dick out or nothing like that. But he want to be managed, but he don't want to play cards. He's talking about his image. So he's going to come on, and he's going to tell us about Club Rocker. for everybody that missed it, you know, part of the subject matter has been eating ass, what's freaky. You know, I'm a nasty, freaky bitch, so, you know, it ain't too much shit I won't do. I mean, I got a little video showing some licky-wicky of some certain areas that's out today. So, you know, for me, ain't no shame in my game. But for Mr. Bracey, great gossip, Batman. Yeah. He think I'm going to let his ass live and get a pass. Nah. And then we're not even going to talk about his manager, Nate. Nate is something special. So we're going to bring Casey back on so he can, KO, so he can tell us about what else he got going on.
Shout out to my man, Dame, over at Maximus Music for producing that Club Rocker track. You know what I mean? Shout out to King James for the next track that we're going to do, man. I'm definitely going to come in here and vibe with y'all, man, see what's popping. New mixtape coming soon, man. It's called The Color Purple, man. Everything going to have, like, a purple concept because, you know, that's what I like to wear. You know, that's the image and shit, you know. Why you looking at me like that? Like, you got something to say? What you want to say?
It ain't about what I want to say. It could be about what I want to
Hey, baby. Just wanted to stop. I'm good. Just wanted to stop by and show you some love.
Oh, what else are you going to show me?
Call me after the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for calling. You had a rapper. Isn't he funny?
You all have had a ball tonight.
You know, I got to be in rare form.
Absolutely.
Okay, Doc, before I let you go, you know, everybody has been polled about if they eat ass or not. So, do you or don't you?
That's a question to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be the naysayer and state from a medical perspective, the anal orifice is cleaner than the oral orifice every day. So you take it how you like.
Doc.
Yes.
You don't believe that shit, right?
I'll show you.
Are you going to show me?
Yeah. Maybe you won't blow through the city so fast.
Oh, that's all it takes for me to stay overnight is to get you to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I might make the trip back to Atlanta next week.
Well, actually, I was planning to come there tonight.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah.
You and the girls?
Yeah, well,
or is this a solo mission?
No, it was us and the girls.
Oh, so what happened?
I sent them on.
So they're here?
Yeah, they're there.
For how long?
Just the weekend. We're doing our big model searches on the 17th, so all the erotic noir and the no panty girls have to be back in the city.
Oh, wow. So you're not going to come now?
No, I'll probably come midweek.
Midweek?
Yes.
Well, you know I'm unemployed now, so I can hang out.
Okay. You ain't never unemployed. You just don't work there no more.
Yeah, I'm always working. But,
you know, I just
don't get that biweekly paycheck. But, yeah, hell yeah, I'm down. I'm ready to, have my first experience in the lifestyle.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm so glad you called in.
So, enjoy your show as always. So, definitely give me a call after your broadcast.
Oh, I sure will.
All right, babe.
Thank you for calling, baby.
No problem.
All right, bye. Wow, that was my lawyer. And he eats ass. He just didn't want to admit it. You did that good. I mean, like, do that again.
When no. On the juice box.
So, what does a girl have to do to get your attention?
Man, be yourself, man. Confidence is definitely sexy as shit to me, man. I love a confident chick, but not cocky. You know what I mean? Love a chick with a crazy fashion game, you know, that catches my eye. And just a flaw all around person. I don't like stuck up chicks. You gotta be fine and know you fine but not feeling yourself. You know what I mean? It's hard to do that. It's hard to be confident without being cocky, you know what I mean?
Okay, so if a girl is out and let's just say she's at Four Seasons Mall and she sees you, how should she approach you?
She can say anything.
Sometimes people be like, oh, I want to say something to him, but I'm not sure how he's
going to
take it.
I mean, if I'm feeling you, I'm going to be feeling you regardless.
You know what I mean? So she just walk up and say, hey, man, it was crazy, man. Me and my homeboy Stunner was in the mall one day, and these chicks were just walking around in the mall behind us. And finally, we was going up the escalator, and she got right behind us. And I just happened to turn around, and she was just like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Hey, man. Hey, I'm so-and-so. Just wanted to talk to you. We started talking, and I was messing with Shorty for a minute. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It don't take a lot.
Okay, got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What happens if an ugly chick tries to talk to you?
You know what? You know what? I'm such a cool guy. You know what I mean? I would probably do that. Nah, man, I would just politely decline. I don't want to sound superficial at all, you know what I mean? To say, you know, ugly people are cool too. ugly people are cool too. But,
like,
you know what I mean? And I don't even like to say the word ugly, nigga. That's not right. So I would say somebody's not attractive to me. But looks are important, man. They're not everything, but at the same time, you're not going to want to roll up and just see an ugly-ass face first thing in the morning. That's real talk. Ugly to you. Sorry, ugly to you. Unattractive to you, I should say. I'm sorry, ugly people out there. If I offended you.
Okay, so have you ever been in a situation where you had a lot to drink and you
were like, yes, I fucked an ugly girl before.
Okay,
everybody here.
I
didn't spend the night. I didn't spend the night. Everybody fucked a butterhead before, man.
Wow.
It's nutty ass. I'm just being honest. Now, I think my butterhead that I actually knocked down still look better than some other people's butterheads. You know what? That's real talk. I was saying, you know what I mean? But see, that's because I mess with some very beautiful women, like a lot of models, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like I could say an average chick, and she won't catch my attention, you know what I mean? Just being honest. But she got a fat ass. A fat ass will catch your attention. Hey, America, Nate said, you don't care if you look like a donkey, man. Your ass fat. She riding that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, just, I'm just putting it in here. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. We're going to play groovy.
I'm move in. We do it anytime, anywhere. Don't care who sees. Now this a nasty song. If you scared, stay at home. She like my mixtape. Say my music turn her on. Ever since I got a whip, I can't leave that ooch alone. Couple shots to the ground. Where is my patron? She call me linebacker because my game is strong. In the back of the lot with the green on, like the Packers home.
K.O. Bracey, we have him live in the studio tonight, and I have to say he is wilding the fuck out. He don't want to play no cards and lose no clothes. But you would think as much as he work out, he got a nice little body from what I can see. He don't want to play no cards, but it's okay. You know, we'll let him live tonight. We will most definitely let him live. And then the second hour, boy, do I have a surprise for y'all. Hi. So, we got a caller from Connecticut. I'm curious to see who this is, and I'm waiting for Lady Luck to call him. Matter of fact, let me pick her up real quick. Hello, Lady Luck.
Yeah. Lady Luck in the building. Jersey in the building.
How you doing?
Chilling. How's everything? Happy holidays.
Fine. Thank you. Welcome to Chocolate City. You know, your boy Bucks is over here saying nice things about you.
He's so sweet.
That's an understatement.
Uh-oh. Y'all getting into that next.
Boy, I'm learning a lot about men tonight.
Yeah? Well, tell me what you learned tomorrow morning.
He eat ass.
He has. What up, though?
Now, tell us what's going on with you.
Chilling, man. We got that CD out right now. Are we there yet? We're going to have all the videos dropping for that at the top of the year. Shout out to the squad, Team Thick. And, you know, just working.
How you got a show tonight?
Yeah, we had some type of Cypher, me, Rod Digger, Old Solo, Arsonist, He Talks Crazy, Avalanche, Sam Scarfo, Sirius Jones, Rod Digger.
See, I'm going to have to get your information from your friends so you can come on here and host so it could be some girl power going on, because I got a feeling with you this shit will be bananas.
Okay, definitely. I'm definitely interested. Well, he could give you all my, you know what I mean, my info. And now we talk.
That would be perfect. Like, tell people how they can reach you, how they can follow you, contact you, if they want you on features. Let it all out.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all can hit me up. Y'all can see all my video work on YouTube/ It's Lady Luck or World Star Hip Hop. You just type in my name in the search bar, whatever. Shout out to I Love Pornage, too. Their website is dope. And at I Am Lady Luck on Twitter, at I Am Lady Luck on Facebook, Everywhere.
Okay, and what time does your show start tonight?
Oh, no, we did it already. We did it.
Oh, for real? How was it? You rocked it?
Of course, Miss Lady. We had a good time. Everybody did their thing.
Damn, what else you rock?
Everything.
Word?
Everything, yeah.
Sounds
wow.
Like you experienced over there. What's up?
Highly.
Word?
Yes.
Damn, were you trying to come back on?
Well, you have my information. It's your show. I'm the guest.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see you when I come to New York. I'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Holla.
No, she's like not cool. Because I'm like, because I never go out when I come to New York and stuff like that. So
oh
it would be
God,
cool to hang out
like,
with some interesting
people. Like never
eating
when you coming in New York and not going out is like going to the buffet and not eating.
And I do that, too. I know, right? I'm such
man.
A weird person. It be so cold, though, so I don't like going out in the cold. I'd rather be, like, in the room, talking
no,
on the phone.
No. You must embrace that fresh air. Let it deep into your lungs.
But it's cold air. I don't know about all that. But,
it's a cold world.
I'm going to try.
It's a cold world. All you got to do is bundle up. And it's cold where you at, so stop front.
Black scarf he got, I'll be all right.
Yeah, you in North Carolina, you only got like an eight degree difference. My people is down there in Fayetteville. I got family out there. Trust me, y'all in the 30s too. It's not like you have a 90 degree right now.
I know, but for some reason, the weather in New York just seems extra, extra cold.
Yeah, so that's what you're telling your mind, girlfriend. You told your mind that. Need to come up here and have a good
okay,
time.
Well, when I come up there, I'm going to be like, you know, it's not that cold, and then wrap up.
There
then
you go.
Out, give me some jerk chicken, rice and peas. Give
all
me a
that.
Bottle of Bacardi Red Peach and take it to
everything.
The head. And then when I go out, I'm like, Lady Luck was just like, embrace the air. Embrace
and
the air.
And paint the town Carolina blue.
Exactly. The Tar Heels.
Yeah.
The Tar Heels. Would you like to say something to Bucks? Talk to her.
Nah, Bucks got my number. Actually, my battery is stupid low. So I appreciate y'all letting me on here. Bucks, you know I got nothing but love for you. Miss Lady, you get my info. Ladies and gentlemen listening, this is Lady Luck. If you don't know who I am, if you're not affiliated with me, get highly familiar. Type in that name on a search engine, and they hit me up at I Am Lady Luck. God bless y'all. Happy holidays. One.
All right, Joe. Mahalo.
All right, y'all.
Yeah.
Area code 503-578, you're on the air.
Chalk Mommy, what it is?
Hi.
What's good with you, Mama? I tell Lady Luck, if she's still tuned in, happy birthday. Her birthday was the other day. And you know I had to call in. You know what I mean? It's your favorite DJ, the Carolina Trendsetter, DJ Ike Jeter. What's good?
Ike Jeter, the funkiest, dopest DJ there is.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Nothing. Where the fuck have you been?
Nigga, I'm just leaving the club. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock. I'm in Germany. Just finished rocking the club,
what?
But I saw you was on, so I wanted to call in and say what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. That's good. I mean, like, who are you over there with?
I'm just over here doing club dates, you know what I mean? Just dolo and just rocking it out, trying to make this paper.
Oh, shit. You're in
repping
Germany.
Repping for the Carolinas,
up.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. What you got going on when you hit the States?
When I hit the States, you know, just bang out these mixtapes. Got a mixtape that I'm about to do. Me and J. Cole about to come out and do something. Then got Dirty Den out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Me and him about to bang something. My homeboy P. Wonder. We go get in the lab. I'm gonna start working on the album. So like, just trying to work with all my Carolina cats. You know what I mean? That's doing something.
Oh my gosh. So you and J. Cole when you get back, and then P. Wanda?
And P. Wanda and Dirty Den. Like those the first cats on deck.
Oh, okay. Now for artists that want to be on your mixtapes, how can you make that happen for them?
And tell them just submit music to me. They could hit me up on the email, and the email is bugdjikegda@gmail.com. Just submit music, and if it's fire, I'm going to get back at you and let you know I'm trying to put you on a joint. We'll take it from there.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Give them your information one more time.
One more again is bugdjikegda. Actually, it's bugdjikegda@gmail.com.
And for the people that got the BlackBerry, give them your pin.
Okay, hold on. I gotta look in my phone and get my pin. You know, I don't just be remembering that joint like that. But on the pin,
I used to have mine remembered that I went to the 10th BlackBerry.
The pin is 21, S as in Frank, 85, D as in Dick, 5A.
And we know you got that good. From what
you know,
I heard.
Yeah, you know, I beat that thing up. I beats it up.
You don't need nothing to wonder. Dang, great God, the Batman. Wow.
So
you
how you been?
Like,
I say, how you been? Like, how's the show and everything going?
Oh, my God. Everything is going good. Met with some friends at the ATL. 2011 is getting ready to be, like, crazy for me. I'm experiencing things I never thought I would experience. Had a fan purchase my bra and panties, and it's crazy. He turned around and did a video, and it's like, it's crazy to see a man wearing my bra, and he's sniffing and licking my panties, and he puts some shits on his head, and he puts the bra.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, yo, I'm about to put that shit on the site.
Yeah.
Like,
keep an eye out on that nigga. That nigga sound like he got issues. But yo, the homie that's in the studio with you, they got the song Sex Game Crazy. Yo, I like that song. That's a dope song.
Oh, you know what? I will get it to you.
No doubt. Please do.
You already know. I look out for you, like, for real, real talk. You better
please
have your ass back in Chocolate City fucking community because you've been absent.
I mean, like it's real hard with like my work schedule and everything like that. And then like even now, they go text the shit out of me for being on the phone overseas. Like these overseas roaming charges is ridiculous. But it is what it is. You need to get like an 800 number or some shit like that.
For you, I'll do anything because you know that's how
is.
We roll. I'm still waiting
word
for
up.
My Chocolate City condoms.
Word up. We definitely got to get that rolling at the top of the year. First quarter, they're going to come. Chocolate City Rubbers.
Oh, you can BBM over there, though, right? It's not going to charge you for that?
Like anytime I use service, like, over this motherfucker, they're taxing. So,
okay, what I'm going to do
But you can definitely hit me on Facebook. Hit me on Facebook, or you got my email. Shoot me an email. I'm always on a laptop, and we'll go from there.
I'm gonna shoot you a fucking email so I can tell you the other shit, and you're gonna be like, get the fuck out of here. So hopefully in January you can come to my introduction party in New York.
No doubt, let's make it happen.
Of course, and maybe you can meet me in Vegas, January the 6th through the 9th for the Porn Star Awards.
Oh, why are you going to the Porn Awards?
Yes, I'm not getting one because, you know, I don't get down like that.
Right. but you know, I think like that weekend, I actually be in Tallahassee, Florida for my man, DJ Demp. But then, you know, I'm doing my birthday weekend, Martin Luther King weekend, and I'm trying to set up a party right now in Greensboro. I'm going to do a party in Greensboro with my man Wale Coyote, and then I'm going to do one in Fayetteville and then two other cities because it's a four-day weekend. So we go get it in.
Oh, well, let me know, and I'm most definitely there.
All right, for sure.
And I will hit you on Facebook and tell you everything else. And then I'll make sure I tell KO that you like his song and make sure that he gets it to you so he can get it on the mixtape.
No doubt. Let's rock.
Thank you, baby. I miss you.
I miss you too, mama, and I'll holler back at you.
You better bring me a T-shirt, a fitted, something sexy.
I got you.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I think
336-383, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello? Hey, God.
Okay, we're going to play one more song. And it's called Tell the Haters, and this is by K.O. Bracey, signed artist out of Greensboro, North Carolina, my hometown, representing, doing it big.
Hey, shout out to all the haters. I love y'all, though.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Oh, okay. Well, let me introduce myself. I am Nina Pana, calling out the Greensboro area. NCZ Finest, that is on YouTube. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing. Just wanted to give it up to Old Boy for his hot music. It's really hot. I really like it. And, you know, I like that how he do his thing. I like his swag. It's all good.
That's what's up. He's on the air. He's
going to
pick up the call.
Go on,
please.
Yo.
Hey, Bryce.
How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to say that I really like your music, and it's really hot, and I think he's very sexy. So that's like, yeah, 100%.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Pretty sure you're sexy yourself. Sound like it.
For sure. I'm NCZ Finest on YouTube. So, yeah, that's what it is, boo.
Okay. What's your YouTube again?
NC, as in cat, Z, as in zebra, Finest. Because I wanted to represent that real big. I do represent the 336, but I'm going to claim the whole state because, I mean, I intend on seeing a little bit more. And I hope to meet yes, what it do.
You got one of them sex talk radio voices, you know that?
Oh, thank you, for sure. I love talking dirty. That's one thing I do like to do.
Say something dirty to me. What you want to do to KO?
Let's see. Oh, boy. Right now, I can pretty much say I would love for you to make a hot song about a chick, you know, NC Finest, how to thick country girls carry it down here, that big booty, big butt, taking the right places, how we step it like that, you know, so that's what it is.
Okay, you got a big booty?
Yeah, and I got some triple D's on my chest, so, you know, that's what I'm carrying. I go by Finest, so, you know, I got all the juice in the meat.
For sure. Sounds great.
But speaking about you, Sexy, again, I like the way you do your thing. I heard your music online and also on 102 Jams, and I really, you know, hope you keep doing your thing. And, you know, it's all good. I really would love to meet you one day. And
okay,
so if we can do something together, I'm into videos. If you're interested in putting me in a video, that's most definitely one thing I'm trying to get into. And then, you know, go from here.
So, everything sounds good, man. We can definitely link up and do some work together. Best of luck to your grind, and good luck on everything, mama.
I appreciate it. You have a great day, and I have to go. Ashley, I will most definitely be talking to you. And what is your information again, where I can actually contact you?
Hit me up at kobracy@gmail.com.
Okay. Is that bracy@gmail?
Yeah, kobracy@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, babe. I look forward to speaking more with you. I'm so honored to speak to you, and you have the last one.
You too, babe.
All right, one.
Hello, Mr. Bighead.
Mr. Bighead now, look at
you. For your dick, I can just see from what I'm talking about. I can only see from what I see.
Whatever.
Hold on. 646-651, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
It was good.
Who this?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
It's EJ.
Who?
EJ.
EJ?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. Can I support you? See you doing your thing?
I appreciate it. Man, this shit has been crazy. I can't wait to go back and hear the first beginning of it. Like, this rapper is, like, he nice, he mad crazy, he lucky. Only had two margaritas at Applebee's because this nigga's getting a pass. Like, I ain't even supposed to let him live right now.
I hear that. What happened to the tiny check?
You know, it wasn't acting right. I mean, I'm still, like, after the show, I might get undressed in Tiny Chat a little bit.
All right.
That's what you want to see?
No, I just want to see other people, see what's going on. Shout the world out. I'm here.
I mean, I got a male up in here. We just ain't going to show his face, but you know.
I thought you had some girls up here, too.
No, that's when I come to, and why? I want to do, like, an X-rated Chocolate City. Like, everybody just butt-ass naked, sitting around, drinking, smoking, having a good time. And then all it takes is one person to set it off. Everybody did get hard, and everybody want to fuck. That's what I'm waiting on.
And them nutcrackers on deck.
I'm not fucking with you in the nutcrackers. Last time I fucked with you in the nutcrackers and I did my photo shoot, I couldn't feel my face.
Damn, I'm about to make a new one called Firecracker.
What? You need to make one after my name. So when I have my intro party, we can be like banging them shits out.
I bet. Let's talk after the show. We can work that out. That's not a problem.
Yeah, because them damn nutcrackers is something serious. I need to bring some down here and get people drunk. Because, you know, everybody's waiting for me to come to New York and introduce Bust the Pussy, the drink that I be getting niggas fucked up on. 151, Southern Comfort, and Raspberry Liqueur.
Yeah.
Chilled. I swear that shit is so good. When I came to New York in 07, I went to this bar in Harlem. It's called Around the Way. I had everybody in the bar drinking it, including the bartenders.
Gotcha.
That shit was, like, mad crazy. Everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, damn, that shit was, like, so good.
Nice. That's what it is. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I had, like, a really, really, like, I had a nice time. And I didn't get the chance to see you the last time, but I really got to thank you for that link with Zeke and Shrek. It was, like,
you already know,
cool.
For sure.
It was mad cool.
So, I understand. I've been running around myself, so I already know what the business is.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was, like, mad crazy. I mean, I didn't get to get Zeke like I wanted to, but, you know, he be in the borough. So, like you told me, it ain't over. So, I'm going to see him one day. And I'm going to put his ass on blast and start laughing.
That's what's up.
You know how I do. So, what you got going on?
Man, I'm just working right now. You know, school's almost done for me. I just did a little mini documentary on the Bronx. And I'm about to work on that, and I'm working on something like Welcome to New York City. So I got the camcorder. I've been shooting different footage and making it happen. It's hustling.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. So,
yeah, I'm just grounded right now, making everything, you know, making it work.
Tell them about your radio show.
Yeah, it's doing good right now. We're getting a lot of listeners. You know, I got a lot of artists coming up. I'm about to work on my first mixtape album. I'm about to produce it with a few of my homeboys that's producers up and coming. So I'm about to deal with a lot of artists, and I'm about to put it together. Just grounded right now, trying to make a way.
I see that you're real busy.
Yeah, I'm trying. I had a few events. I had an event last night in Long Island. It turned out real good. I got another event coming up December 23rd at Club Promenade. So it is working. It's making it happen.
Oh, wow, damn, because I'm trying to come up there from the 19th through the 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave.
And then I'm going to come back in January.
Oh, all right. Well, just keep me in the loop when you come up here and we'll work that out.
Oh, I am. Plus, you know, we always got to get on the Skype and wild out.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
got to
love to lay in the bed and be sleepy and lazy and DDM while you're talking to me. You know how professionals do.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah, let me know. We can definitely do something. I just started a Ustream too. I'm gonna start Ustreaming soon too.
What? You know, I have one of those and I just haven't utilized it. Another thing you may want to use also is SpitCam.
Got you.
Yeah, that shit is nice because it's like, I think it's a lot better than Ustream if I'm not mistaken. Because I'm not, well, I don't know as far as replaying the shows and everything like that. So I would say check out both of them because I have both of them. I just hadn't utilized it because, you know, I'm the tiny fat queen.
Yeah.
And I like you tiny fat because I'm not sure how friendly Ustream is with me doing certain things and wilding out and having a good time.
Oh, I think it's real friendly. I see a lot of people doing all kind of things on Ustream. Like, it's
really?
Just wild. Yeah, it get a lot of viewers faster. It's a TV channel on the internet, so it actually works out good.
Oh, that's right. And then you have the option to replay it and all that stuff like that. So that's something I may want to do because I think I'm gonna go ahead and start doing YouTube things for my show and for my site. You know, do some little wild shit. Probably have like a little dude on there. You know, do some little funny shit. And then have my site flashing on there so people can go to it. And then with the radio show, just have, like, excerpts and just let them know, like, yo, every Friday night from 8 to 10, you know, Chocolate City Radio, the illest talk show, sex talk show. And, you know, so they can see how I give it up because, like, 2011, I ain't even playing no fucking games. I'm going to take it to the next level.
Gotcha. That's what it is. That's what's up.
Like, I'm taking everything. You know, I'm always faithful to my BBM family because they support me in, like, so much stuff that I do. And I got to revamp some of my groups. But one group, that shit is just, like, forever popping. I done started so many motherfucking Chocolate City shits, and I lose them when I get a different BBM to where I'm like, fuck. So, like, you know, this week I actually, you know, kicked it with one of the groupies, not groupies, but, you know, one of the group members, posted the pictures, and that shit was mad crazy. Because did you see your Freaky Friday blast today?
Yeah, I seen it. I seen it this morning when I woke up.
Oh, yeah, you seen the picture that went with it?
Yeah, I seen that. How about you be crazy?
Yeah, you know, that caused some issues, but, you know, bitch don't care. It caused some issues. But you know me.
So
you remember some of our pictures.
I already know shit. Issues cause it's always good. Controversy's always good. It's promotion.
Exactly. And I'm just a controversial person anyway.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know me. It's all good. Because tonight my show started late. I actually had it booked for next Friday from 9 to 11. So when I call in and say, you have no show scheduled, I'm like, what? What the fuck? And then I look and see what I did, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I cannot believe this. So, I mean, I have another guest. I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's, like, all over the place being funny and stuff. So, he's, like, mad cool.
Oh, all right, that's what's up. I see you moving. That's the main thing. You really moving. I like that. Keep the grind.
I have to.
I love the grind. You motivating me.
Thank you. You know, I started. You've been with me damn near from the beginning.
You're ready. That's how we do. We coming up together. It's our generation to take over.
I know, right?
I'm definitely on it right
now.
Like,
I'll
be hustling hard.
And I'm doing what I'm doing, and we get together with the Nutcrackers.
You're ready. And it's a movie.
It'll be good.
For real. I was thinking about doing a YouTube commercial for my Nutcrackers.
You actually should, because I will vouch for that.
I will vouch for that because, yo, I'm telling you, you have me fucked up.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm going to see because I know how to do editing. I know how to do Final Cut Pro, so I'm going to see what's up.
That will work. That will work. Because while I'm in the studio, I actually got to get more DVDs made because, like, I don't have any left.
Gotcha.
I have, like, the masters and everything like that, and people be asking about them and stuff like that.
Well, that's what's up.
So, yeah, it's cool.
Why?
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's,
so,
that's always a good thing, man. You got to keep it. You got to keep being creative and keep it out there. I see you.
I'm trying, but I still got some more shit that I got to do. I even began to hit them with the flex set. All right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
That's cool.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's what's up.
So,
you got to make it happen. I said, I see you. Will you, what's that party? You going to party the 18th of December?
No, that's Sensation, the Swingers Club.
Oh,
you know,
right.
They want to feature my DVD in the club.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
Yeah, I know,
yeah,
right?
Just, I'm on your, right now, I'm looking through the pages and I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, wait till you see some other shit that I'm going to post.
All right. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to it.
Huh?
I said I'm definitely looking forward.
It's gonna be like mad crazy. You know what I mean? I got all these networking people around me, making contacts at Movie Star Talent. Yeah, I got like all these people around me, like networking. It's so cool because everybody, like when we get together, everybody's doing different things, but you can still come together as one. And, you know, take it to the next level.
Yeah. That's what's up, though. As long as you got a good team around you, that's what matters the most, having that strong team.
Oh, you know, I always keep a good team around me. Good team, good dick, everything. I keep it all.
What's up?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what you got planned for the night, you in?
I don't even know. It's cold outside. I was thinking about going to a club or a lounge for a little while, but I'm still debating right now. I'm inside where it's warm at. It's really warm in here, so I don't know if I want to go back outside in the cold.
Oh, I feel you on that. You just make sure when I get the NY, I got the nut cracks and stuff, and it's going to be good.
I got you. You're going like this firecracker. You're going to be like, oh, this shit is good.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to tell me about that.
I make it nice. I got a nice setup.
That's what's up. I really appreciate you calling in. You got to text me the number and everything so on Wednesdays I can call in now and support you because I'll be at home. Because nobody has to be working on those nights and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, Ben. No, that's no problem.
That'll work. So then I can call and support you.
All right, cool. I definitely will.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I love you, EJ.
You already know. We here. We on deck. I'm still in tune. I'm still listening.
Okay, I'm waiting for that movie star talent to call in. I'm trying to be nice.
Gotcha.
He's working his ass off. And then, wait a minute, ain't we going out? Movie star, ain't we going out? Where? I'm in a going out mood. I might take him to play some pool or something.
That's what's up. Pool is always good.
I know, right? Because I don't really do the club thing here. Clubs here are whack.
For real, I need to come down there and do some parties in.
Actually, you do. I just ate that my girl. She closed her club.
What?
She wasn't doing nothing. It was just like taking up money. It was just like we threw like some things in there. It just wasn't working and stuff like that.
Yeah. Damn. If I didn't know that, I'd definitely try to throw a party down there. I said I want to do. I'm gonna throw out of New York.
Yeah, you need to come down and throw a major ass party. I'm sure it would be dope as hell.
I bet. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna bring down a movie star talent so he can tell me what's going on in his life. And you, he's on our BBM too, so he's not cool. I'll keep his pen and shit, and then y'all can get together about the nut crushes and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, please do.
I will. Hold on, sweetie. Oh, now he's not going anywhere.
Who is that?
That's EJ. Hold on a minute.
Bring him back. Let me get back on here. What's his name?
EJ.
Where you from?
What's going on, boss?
He's on Bronx, right? What's going on?
What's good?
What's going on? How you doing today?
What's good, baby? Where you from?
I'm from New York.
Oh, okay, I live in New York. I live in Brooklyn. Where you at in New York?
All right, I'm in Long Island right now, but I reside in the Bronx.
Well, that's what it is. I live in Brooklyn, East New York. I used to live in Long Island for a minute, Brentwood.
I'm back and forth. I'm everywhere right now. I might be in Brooklyn tonight at 10 to 11. I'm not even sure if I'm going to go out there yet.
I'm in North Carolina right now. I'm loving it down here. I might move out here. North Carolina is better than New York. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I love North Carolina, baby.
I don't know.
You been down here before?
Yeah, I rock with North Carolina, but not as much. When I was younger, I need to come
down
here. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, North Carolina's the shit, baby. I'm down here like at least once a year. My fam down here, so I'm loving it. I'm around some hot ass artists that need to be heard in New York. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's what's up. Word.
That's what it is, baby.
Yeah.
Who else on here? We got other people on here. I'm drunk and I'm gonna bug out.
That's what up.
I'm an actor, rapper, all of that, but I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna talk. I eat ass. I don't know who on here, but I eat ass. I don't care. I do. And the crazy thing is, whoever listening right now, check it out. The funny thing is, I'm an actor now, right? I rap. I've done mad shit. But I'm an actor now, so I'm supposed to talk like this. You know, this is Stephen Davis, and I the last film that I did. But I don't do all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga. So at the end of the day, I eat ass. So y'all take that shit.
Sure.
I'm stop acting like I'm the host of this show.
Keep on. I'm gonna get you in
keep
a minute.
On? Who else on here? This radio is different than I've ever done. I've never called in. I've always sat in front of a mic. When I was doing the music thing, so I don't know if people are on here or not. So y'all got to explain this to me.
Yes, people are listening.
Well, who else on here?
It's like another private number. They come in cells. So basically, I need you to tell everybody who you are, what you do, and
all right, but before I do that, this show is dedicated to my man K.O. Bracey, right? Y'all got to get that. Y'all got to get that record. It's crazy. Sex Ain't Crazy. Y'all look for that. I'm an actor, so I'm not plugging any of my stuff. But K.O. Bracey, Sex Game Crazy. That's what it is. Sex Game Crazy. He claimed he don't eat ass, right?
I finally eat ass,
right? You look at eat ass. Call back in. We gonna get back on the air. His phone ain't over yet. Get back on it. He eat ass. He gonna act like he don't, but he do. I heard a female on there. Is a female on there? Is that you? Oh, okay. I want some female. We need some female callers. We about to get nasty now. I'm drunk and we about to get nasty. Turn time these hat on. Whoever ain't watching, y'all watch. Cause I'm a nasty nigga. So we about to make it happen. We about to get it pop. Turn your camera back on. we about to make it happen here. No, ain't gonna be none of that. But we just had a new person come in. What's my man name again? The Dre? Two came in, right? He tried to come in like he don't eat ass. So I had to put him in black. You need to call in too, Jill. We about to make this shit hot. He got dreads. You know chicks be chicks don't grab you at your dreads when you eat their ass?
Honestly.
The last time you ate ass, right? The last time you ate ass, ain't nobody grab your dreads? So he's thinking about it. He the only nigga here besides me that admitted that he eat ass. You don't eat ass? He lying. Yo, Nick, eat ass? Eat ass? Be honest. Let's be honest. All right, now that I'm on the air, let's all be honest. Cameraman, be honest. Because when we asked you, you pondered on it for a minute.
Nah.
You eat ass? Be honest. We need some female callers. So whoever's listening, we need some.
I'm hitting them in.
Get them in here. Get them in here. Now the camp, who said went there? See now, K.O. Bracy fronting like his phone went dead because we talk about eating ass now. I'm looking at his screen. The screen is on. He got a picture of his single on the front of his phone, and he said his shit back. I'm looking at the picture and say, Sex Being Crazy right there. And he's playing. Sex Being Crazy. Sex Being Crazy. So he's playing right now. What'd that say? Don't it say Sex Being Crazy? It say, I eat that. I'm saying on the front of his phone. But let me get some plugs anyway, because I'm on here. While we waiting, y'all can follow me at Movie Star Talent on Twitter. I got to plug it. I got a film coming out next year. It's called Keep the Party Going. I got another film called Behind Closed Doors. I got another film called I'm Drunk. What the fuck is the name of my film? Sunset. All this shit come out next year. I got another film called The Last Cry. Viagra. I don't need no Viagra.
Don't.
Do I need Viagra? I don't need no Viagra.
Nay.
What, yeah. Is Nay on here? Hey, Nay. What's going on, Nay?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, why you ain't here? You supposed to be here having fun. We got a bunch of, like, nasty motherfuckers in the room. And one female, and you ain't here.
Listen.
Now, this ain't no thickest pussy.
This is my mommy weekend.
What that mean?
I have a kid this weekend.
She got who?
Her boys.
How old are your boys?
8 and 6.
Okay, yeah, they're young. I was about to say, if they're old enough to watch they show.
You know what?
Nah, they're not old enough. That's funny. We talked on Black Fairy Messenger, right?
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, we friends.
Y'all are such fucking instigators.
We instigators. We instigators. It's just niggas be hating. But I don't care.
Nothing. I was promoting.
That's what I'm talking about. Promote. That's right. Huh?
What were you promoting?
Is the Morning Show open? If it is, I'll go get some shit. We can make it happen. What are everybody doing tonight? What y'all doing tonight? What are we doing right
here?
Let's go promote the record.
Huh?
What up?
What
I'm saying, y'all got the CD?
Y'all fucking.
Man. Shit. Y'all want to go up with
it? Are you promoting? Oh, that's what you call it.
Nate told me he got to go home and eat ass. I'm like, look. Hold on. Yo, Nate, right? Yeah, they got K.O. Bracy record, right? I'm like, look.
Girl, they are over here wilding. Like, this show is so fucking crazy.
I know. I called in earlier. It was too loud. I said, I'll call back.
It's the guys. It's the
guys. I couldn't hear nothing. Nobody was saying nothing. And then, like, whatever the doctor was or whoever, the lawyer,
whoever it was that came on
and said the girls are coming to the city or something or I don't know.
They're actually here already. I need to find them. They're doing something. He has like a lifestyle fight. And he also has like
I got a hole in my shirt. Get the hole.
And then we're like supposed to be doing some stuff. So that might be something we're interested in, actually. Erotic
but with
me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Me and
that's
you,
what it is.
You're my. What? I can't.
On camera? Oh, yeah, y'all get me.
I'm gonna meet them. something that we might be interested in, you know, like with the lifestyle and everything like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, while you was at work today, oh, shit was getting kind of crazy. Did you get your Freaky Friday blast?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you know how I do Freaky Friday. And then, you know, the Mr. Gangster, I'm shocked he didn't call in. He's been acting up, seriously. So
really?
I just want you to know that, you know, it's been very live.
I heard. Yeah, it sounds like you're winding down now.
Girl, please. Please. Oh, my God. I just was told every rapper eats ass.
Really?
Yeah. So you already know. Oh, I'm going to have to go there, right? Okay.
Who's on air? Let's get it popping.
Okay, we got EJ and Nate and you. So,
EJ, you said?
You said every rapper eats ass.
Every rapper eats ass. I'm a rapper. I rock with K.O. Bracy, that's my man, and he eat ass. He been lying to y'all all night.
Okay, so, Buck, what are you doing tonight?
Eating ass. I'm eating ass, some nasty niggas. Fuck it, I'm not gonna lie. Every actor, rapper, entertainer, we all fucking, we're weird as fuck. I'm gonna be honest. In order to do this shit, you gotta be fucking weird somewhere in your fucking life. Honestly, right? To be an entertainer, you gotta be fucking weird. So I eat ass. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Now, what I don't want y'all to do is download this shit because I'm going to LA to shoot a pilot. I will be in LA December 20th. Starting January, I'm working on a pilot to a TV show. So I'm not supposed to talk about this shit. So before my manager, which I just got off the phone with, hears this shit, I might as well just act the fool. And then later on, y'all can fucking put this shit out and fucking put it on World Star Hip Hop. Me and K.O. Bracy. He had a number one record in the country, and I'm going to make sure this shit is on World Star. And then that's just going to make our shit more popping. That's what it is. But I'm nasty. I'm not going to lie. He does. I've never been pissed on before. We talked about that earlier. What'd you say,
Nate? What's the nastiest thing you've done?
Nate ate ass. That's the nastiest shit she did. Right, Nate? That's why she laughing. You hear her laughing, right? You nasty. Yo, Nate, you nasty. When the last time you ate ass, Nate?
Excuse me?
Be honest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You're lying. When's the last time you ate ass? Be honest. Last night. Last night.
No.
I don't know, last night. She ate your ass last night?
None.
Oh, come on, Nate. Come on, me.
Angel's ass, a male or a female?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
A male or a female?
Oh, you ate male and female ass?
I'm asking.
Ooh, you nasty.
Male or female, she's a beast.
That's what I'm talking about, though. See, that's honesty. So when's the last time you ate a nigga ass?
Oh, that's been a long time ago.
Been a long time. When's the last time you ate a female ass?
Maybe like... January, February.
So you ain't no ass since January? We going to a whole fucking
crazy.
New year.
Huh? Bitches are crazy.
You said bitches are crazy.
Yes, they are.
So when you eat their ass, they go nuts?
No, I didn't say all that. They were just crazy prior to.
You ever ate Chalk Mommy ass? Tell the truth.
Chalk won't give me no pussy.
She won't give me no pussy.
No.
She's supposed to be the freakiest person here.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to cut you. You lying. Oh, you lying, Nate.
Oh, man.
No, she won't give me no.
Yeah. Why Mr. Bracy ain't called back in? That's what we've been waiting on. Because I got some questions. I'm the co-host tonight. I got some questions. He acting like a phone.
Nate, you got to see the rapper.
No, real talk, the phone is dead. It's phone dead. We ain't having fucking blast. We got drinks.
Nate, why you not on your phone?
Yeah, Nate, get on the phone, Nate. I got video footage.
I'm
Yo, they both talk about their battery dead, yo.
Oh,
shit.
My God.
Yo, how they both talk about their battery dead? Wow. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they was like fucking after an hour. It was like after an hour, our phones are going.
Now his phone back on magically.
Magically, Nate's phone is back on. What the fuck? Yo, Q, what's his name, Q? What you be calling, Q?
Yeah, you should ask him.
Yo, Q, call. Huh?
What did you say?
Oh, my God. You see what I'm going through?
Yo, Nate, you should be here, man. Nate, you supposed to be here. We got some, like, no homo. Everybody knows that I'm a nasty nigga and I like chicks. But, Nate, if you was here, you'd be going crazy. There's a million niggas in here, and ain't no nigga here a ugly motherfucker. We all some bad-ass motherfucking niggas.
Really?
And we fuck.
Y'all came to fuck?
Anybody else calling?
Nay, we have Kale on the phone, and
he's back.
He stood in my face and he wasn't trying to do nothing. That's like a really bad thing.
You don't stand
in my face and don't do
nothing. She put you on blast. What about?
I can understand. This is a different world for him.
I'm nasty. I like oral sex, and I'm not going to lie to you. Oral sex is a beautiful thing.
Really?
And she is the truth. When I say the truth, the truth. I don't even know Pooh's so repent. Oh, the dude on the video. No. Y'all saw the craziest shit of my life today. I hope he's not listening. Is he listening?
No, he's not listening.
You sure?
Yeah, he's not listening.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
Because that's money. I don't want to fuck up your money.
Okay.
I saw the craziest shit today. I saw a white man wearing a bra, licking panties, chalk mommy's bra, licking her panties. Come on, narrator.
Oh, my God.
What you say? Everybody dick. Continue on with that one. Oh shit, we need a commercial break now. After that one.
Yo, what the fuck did he say?
Hide me your email address.
Oh shit.
So I can send you this video. Remember the dude I told you about yesterday?
Oh, man.
He sent me a video.
Now, my face, I'm about to do with this.
I'm wearing my bra.
Hey, me.
And I'm
putting
my panties.
Fuck
and
that.
Taking my panties. And then he put them on and started dancing and masturbating. But the funniest shit, they didn't even see that. When he's smoking his drink, he's only using two fingers.
So, what's she going to do with all that dick in the room tonight?
That motherfucker got raised, man. Fucked up. Yeah, we having a ball. I wish everybody that's listening, I wish I was all here. She walked out of here. She did calisthenics. She ran 3 miles. It was mad pussy sweat, ass juice, doodoo chips.
But
no more than 12 hours?
And no more than 12 hours.
You know what you could do in 12 hours?
Man, I was done.
Yeah, I would have took a shit. I wouldn't have wiped my ass. I would have sent that motherfucker. Y'all be ain't listen. That's money, man. You don't fuck on no money.
No, he's my thing. He's my
friend. He like that shit too. He wanted to make fun of him.
Oh, she like that shit.
Yeah, she like that shit. Yeah,
$200 for my boxing.
Hey, can you find me a female that'll take my boxes for $200? Shit, let's shit. For $200, I could use $200. You know what I could buy with $200? Shit, for $200, nigga, I buy them cheap. I go to Walmart and get my drawers. I get my drawers from Walmart.
Make sure you send me your email address.
I can pay $8 and then sell them for $200.
I can also send you
one pair out of the 3-pack.
Okay.
That's a flip like a motherfucker.
Put in my drawer.
That movie starts out.
I'm going to open them shit.
Yeah, movie starts out and see the leg shaking.
Oh, really?
Girl, yes.
I asked you what you're going to do with all that dick in the room tonight.
Well, I may just ask you what am I going to do with all the dick in the room. I can only vouch for, like, one person, and that's, you know, we know who that is. I can't vouch for KO. I can tell you his ass a runner. That's all I can tell you. He's like, come on over here and we can get it popping. The cameraman, we have two cameramen, so that's like two different angles. The manager ain't gonna bust a grape. He just sitting on his ass looking crazy.
You know, I want to see. Come on, man.
You wanna see what? I mean, the only thing you gonna see is me and that movie star telling go at it. I can see you the video for that.
Or hear or something. I'm told you I have one time.
Oh, yeah, you got it, but, Oh, shit. You know what, Nay?
What?
I forgot my blast section. You know, I normally do it at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
For people that I've kicked it with. You know, whether it's a bad report or a good report.
Right.
And I actually have to say, I had a good report this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no problems, no issues, no wanting to fuck somebody else after fucking them. Like, they really put it down. So, I have a good dick report this week. Next week might be a different story, but this week is good.
Shut the hell up. It got real quiet for a minute.
Oh, because I have muted to people. I have muted people.
Oh.
Would you like to say something to KO? He's a baby. Like, he really needs to be broken in.
Nah, I don't do babies.
Nah, honey. He like one of them niggas that need to be broken half. I'm just being nice, but nah, he need to be handled, for real.
How old is he?
24.
Oh, bro.
Oh, no, he's a grown man, but he just needs to be handled. You can see it in his eyes.
I need to be handled.
Yeah, you need to be handled.
I handle mine. I don't need to be handled.
Nay.
What?
I think you just need to, like, I need to set it up. Well, you can just come and just squirt on his ass. I think he really needs that in his life.
No, right, no, you a squirter? You a squirter, Nate?
If you can make me squirt, come, yeah.
What'd you say?
If you can make me squirt, yes.
Oh, shit. I ain't going to talk about me, but I'm shit.
For 7 years.
I ain't going to need your ass like
my nigga. And he didn't make me squirt not once.
He said you gonna eat her ass.
I said I ain't gonna eat that ass.
Like, I thought he said I don't want to fuck. I just want your ass.
That's what you said, right? I don't even want
to. That's my nigga. He said that. Nah, but y'all, I'm gonna plug my nigga shit again. Sex game crazy. I get his shit. Then you moaned. You heard her. When I said the record, she moaned.
I said the title of the record
was Fuck Mommy. She moaned, yo.
Like, hey, crazy. I'm just thinking about, you know, some
sex that I had that's crazy. You know, you just reminisce
over the head. What sex you think about that was crazy? I live in Brooklyn. I'm going to LA, yeah. I'm going to wear red and blue, sorry.
Oh, shit.
I'm playing. Don't kill me. I'm playing. Any I'm LA
playing.
Knicks. I'm joking. To my LA Knicks.
Oh, my gosh. What did I get myself
into? She just caught an orgasm. She was looking at all these motherfuckers in the room and just caught an orgasm that quick. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 niggas. We got one ass eater over there. And the funny thing is, if y'all can see this shit, he's positioned right behind our ass. The only nigga that's directly behind my ass. That's it.
How
much more time
nice
you got on that one?
That'll fit right on the ass. Say what?
Nah.
Now you have to ATM your ass
to mouth. To make deal with. Ass to mouth.
Come on, Q. We say Q, right? We talking about Q.
I'm kind of drunk right now, so I will probably eat ass too. I have eaten ass in the past, I'm not going to lie. And don't tell anybody. I got to, oh shit, the cameraman right on me tomorrow, how much ass I eat.
You shouldn't have done that because we talked about Kale Gracie eating ass. You know how much money you could get off of that? That wreck, you deleted it? You crazy.
Damn, come on, you deleted it. A minute ago, so we deleted it.
Damn, come on, you deleted it. To edit out. We'll keep his shit because he got a record. That's money right there.
Get him.
You got him talking about eating ass, so that right there is money.
You know how mean ass money will walk out of the album?
Now you want to put the camera back on? I'm like, come on, bring it back.
Yo, you said bring it back.
Tell you, yeah, that, get him. That's world star hip hop right there. That's money.
You're crazy. That's my ass
here. Exactly. That's where you get the money from.
National ass
eater
of the week award.
Yes, if it's somebody I'm fucking with,
they go
come up with
this. There you go.
Bring it back to Bracey.
Now the camera's on me. Yeah. Get back up and the camera's on me. Yeah. What the fuck?
Would you feel comfortable having sex and a girl licks your ass? Hell no.
Tell Nate to tell the truth. All right, get you over there. Let's get you. The craziest shit is just the position that you got to get into. That's what makes it wild. That you gotta get into. You gotta either put your legs up or you gotta be in doggy style.
Who know about it?
Yeah, you're sitting there like. This is how his eyes went. You ain't off the hook, baby.
That boy still got ass on his breath.
He got ass on his breath. So, ladies, any ladies listening, we got my nigga Q in here. The nigga is the number one ass eater on the fucking Northeast. He won an ass eating contest.
Face
Rob
Friday.
So if y'all want your ass eaten,
Face Rob Friday.
You got to quit it.
Backwards.
You got to quit him. Come on, you ain't got no Twitter, you got no Facebook, no nothing. So tell these chicks who want their ass eaten what your Facebook is. What is it? Let's plug it. You do music, you need to plug it. This is it. Plug it in. Call IQ. Call IQ. You got it up. Call IQ. You got 3 minutes, Q.
Oh my God.
No, man.
All purple, everything. Get
that shit.
Coke mixtape.
I don't know, man. You would be, let me give you the cost.
Y'all ain't gonna get my mixtape if I don't eat no ass, man.
That's why he
wants
the guy. He wants
my clothes. Yeah, this Bacardi got me down. I wish whoever's there who's listening, wish y'all was here with us. We had a beautiful time tonight.
Yeah, man, this shit was awesome, man. Definitely, we had the opportunity to do this.
Dad, I'll be back in Brooklyn next week. I'll be listening in.
Man, you going?
The following, yeah, I'm going. The following week, I'll be in L.A. listening in. I got a win. Oh, yeah, I'll be back. Shit, I'm going to sound very sentimental right now. My mother moved back 4 years ago. And I come. Now I come.
Every time I eat ass, I'm going to think about this show. I'm going to think about this show every time I eat ass.
Yeah, we really
but I love North Carolina. This is the best place on earth. I'm not going to lie. I just want to tell y'all, if I wasn't acting, I would be here. But it's New York, L.A. for me. Let's have a moment. Moment of silence. It has nothing to do with ass eating, because I eat ass from
yo,
state
this shit
state.
Was live. we had a whole radio segment. And the main segment was ass eating.
Was ass eating.
We played some music.
Yo,
music
sex
and
game
then we
crazy.
Back to ass eating.
I co-signed sex game crazy. I co-signed that shit, man. Y'all look for that shit. Seriously, y'all look for that shit. Kale Gracie, that's y'all own. Anybody that's in North Carolina, listen, that's y'all own motherfucker. Sex
much
game
love,
crazy.
Much love.
I co-signed that shit, so. After this show, we go all gonna go eat ass. We have an ass eating party.
Yo, we have an ass eating party.
Real talk, man. I'm drunk. I need another drink.
Dang, what's
up? You eating a booty? How much booty you eat this week? We ain't get on you. We ain't even talk about you.
Now you
leave. Oh shit. Got my phone, I'm back. We got a minute.
He gave me the finger, yo, he went on the roof.
To go set up some ass in here. Yo, big cameraman, get him, please. Please get him one time. Look what he's doing. He's setting up some ass in here right now. Right now, look at you, ass in here.
Yeah, you know,
he yeah, oh, how much more time we got? We done?
We got like 15 seconds.
15 seconds. I love y'all. Whoa, good. Add movie star talent. Add me.
Already.
You heard the man. That's a dang crazy.
Thank you for calling Chocolate City, the free edition tonight. Join me next Friday from 8 to 10. Good night.
Everybody shout out.